You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
That's right, they're on the rise due to a steady influx of Israeli-born immigrants making Sydney and Melbourne their new home.
So there is an increase in the number of Israelis moving to Australia.
Yes, that's right. A new census analysis report shows that between 2001 and 2016, the number of native Hebrew speakers, speakers who Hebrew is their first language and the language spoken at home, almost doubled from just under 6,000 to more than 10,000. And Dr. Ron Porat, who we spoke to from Monash University's Australian Centre for Jewish Civilization, he's Israeli born, of course, and lives in Melbourne. He told us that he estimates the number of what he calls Australis, Israeli born permanent residents of Australia, has reached about 11,000. He said this is very significant because if you look, he said, at the data on Australia's Jewish population today, the only element that is still increasing in size due to outside immigration is from Israel. He said the new Israeli immigrants are younger, religion is not so central to their sense of identity, which is more based on their understandably close connection to Israel and continuing to speak Hebrew here, which is a very high priority for them.
It is a very high priority, and lots of our listeners are the new migrants, the young families that high-tech industries and other services that immigrated to Australia in the past few years. They speak Hebrew at home, they maintain the Hebrew, they want the children to be able to read and write Hebrew, to communicate with the grandparents in Israel. So Hebrew is very, very important. It's quite interesting how they settle into the Australian Jewish community, because Israelis traditionally, and I told you and you quoted me in your article, Shane, that Israelis never lived in the diaspora, so they don't know how to live within the Jewish community. So it takes them time to adapt to the new institution, like to the Jewish day school, for example. They're not familiar with it. They don't go to the synagogue, so they don't join a synagogue, because in Israel they never joined the synagogue. But Jews that come, let's say, from South Africa, from the UK, or from Canada, they're used to communal life, and they join a synagogue, they join a community. It was the article written by you, Shane, in the Sydney edition of the Australian Jewish News, and I think it came in the Melbourne edition 2 weeks ago, about the Hebrew native speakers on the rise in Australia. And you spoke, as you mentioned, to Dr. Ron Porat, and you spoke to me as well. And I noticed with my work as a journalist and as a broadcaster to the Jewish community, the influx and the increase of Hebrew speakers in Australia. And I'm a member of many Facebook groups, like Israeli Mothers in Sydney, Israeli Mothers in Melbourne, Tzofim, which is the youth movement for kids. And many Israelis are actually the new migrants, are moving from traditional areas where they used to go to the eastern suburbs of Sydney. They come now to the North Shore of Sydney, to St. Ives, to North Ryde, and even Hornsby. So public schools there are full of Israeli children.
That's right. And it's interesting you say that as well, because Dr. Porat told us too that maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, he kind of sensed that they weren't really connected, the Israeli Jewish community here and the non-Israeli Jewish community here. But he said he's through his research and through what he can notice, he says he can identify a trend of these Israeli-born Australians becoming more integrated, and that it can only help the Australian Jewish community, given the growth in the number of Israelis coming here, that there's more efforts made to include these new arrivals from Israel.
And it's interesting also for the Jewish day school, they make an effort to integrate and include Israeli kids that come to Australia. Obviously, it's very difficult for new migrants to pay school fees, and there are lots of programs to assist the Israeli parents if they want to send their children to the Jewish day schools in Sydney, Melbourne, and even Perth.
That's right.
And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Talking about Jewish Day School, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, visited Moriah College and address the Moriah Foundation function.
Yes, he did. There was a large crowd attending to hear him speak. He said the function was all about celebrating goodness and spreading goodness. And he said that's what the Moriah Foundation does by raising money for scholarship, bursaries and programs like the Israel Study Tour. The Prime Minister also spoke of his father, John Morris, being the Mayor of Waverley when Moriah College's Queen's Park campus opened decades earlier. And he told the audience he'll never forget the day that Dad came home from that event and said he was so proud and so pleased. And he said he's so pleased he's here 30 years later among the community of Moriah College, a community he said that he enjoyed incredible hospitality and generosity from.
And Shane, the late Jeremy Spinnock was honoured by the Premier last week.
Yeah, that's right. A very touching moment at Rosehill Racecourse, when there was a posthumous honour for Jeremy Spinnock for his work in encouraging interfaith and harmony and multiculturalism between the Jewish communities and the other ethnic groups around Sydney. His wife, Rhiannon, accepted the award from Premier Gladys Berejiklian, while his parents, Richard and Margaret, and his sister, Jenny, looked on proudly from the audience.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, International Women's Day, and the Australian Jewish News has fantastic articles about Jewish women that really left their mark.
Yeah, it's quite a variety of different age groups and demographics that we include. Four wonderful women, three from Sydney, one from Melbourne, and we just celebrate their achievements and their stories on International Women's Day, which was on Friday. Just to give you a bit of a taste, we had Holocaust survivor from Sydney, Helena Goldstein. She's just recently turned 100, and she still works as a volunteer with Courage to Care in New South Wales and as a volunteer at the Sydney Jewish Museum. An eyewitness to the Holocaust, Lena, the proud mother of two sons and six grandsons, said she feels she has a debt to her family and to all remnants of the Jewish nation to tell of the bitter atrocities she endured.
She does have a remarkable story, and she is an amazing lady at 100 to still volunteer and be independent. This is a real blessing.
That's right. And very quickly, some other wonderful women we celebrate here is Sydney's Judy Houseman, who became a giant in the world of public relations around the world. And we also have a piece on Sharon Malecki from Melbourne, who's become a very strong Jewish communal leader. And finally, Sydney's Lauren Silvers, who's a very successful entrepreneur, young entrepreneur, and she launched in 2015 Glamazon, which is an amazingly successful app that matches women with surrounding beauty services, allowing them to be treated in the comfort of their own home.
Oh, this is amazing. I'm sure many of our listeners will be interested to find out more about this app, including myself. Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.